Itext lethu la namhlanje silthola ku Daniel.
Our text for today we find in Daniel.
Isahluko sesihlanu.
Chapter 5.
Ivesi langamashumi amabili nesikhombisa.
Verse 27.
Ulinganisiwe esilinganisweni ufunyelwe ulula.
You have been weighed in the scales and found wanting. I want to speak about that.
Izitsha zegolide nezesiliva nitheni wine siphuze.
Now the son of Nebuchadnezzar, Belshazzar, had called a great feast. Not only his wives, but his concubines and all the important people in the kingdom, even then requested. Then using the special vessels, the gold and silver vessels, he, while they were all happy because of their wine, a hand wrote on the wall, just a finger saying, you have been weighed in the scales. And you've been found waiting, wanting. His joy His happiness came to an abrupt end. He went pale, his knees knocked together with fear. What the Bible says, that your laughter will be turned into tears. You don't know. Maybe you are very happy and flippant, but you don't know. It might be sooner than later. And then all the wise men and the occult people were called to try and interpret this, and Daniel. The king then promised Daniel, I will give you everything which you need. I'll give you golden chains. But Daniel said, no, O king, ruler of the whole earth, I don't need your riches, but I will interpret for you what it says. One of these words of the three means you have been weighed in the scales and found wanting.
Ukthula emhlabeni amakhosi onke ayiqoqene khona iphalamende lomhlaba wonke jikelele.
This came
at kube khona umbuso obumkhulu njengombuso waseBhabheli.
It came at the very peak.
Allah uNebuchadnezzar uyena obe inhloko yegolide kaze kufele kube khona inkosi njengaye nasemva kwakhe. Awukwehla kwehla kwehla basekugcineni inyawo zaba udaka nentsimbi baqiwa kuyini lokho uzokushaya nje kudilike udaka.
At the very height
imbuso nokuhlangana kwembuso namhlanje yini insimbi nodaka.
Of his success, it changed suddenly when he had all his parliament and all of the leaders of the earth with him. He was the greatest kingdom ever. But all of that changed. For God said, even though the statue might be so powerful, looking so successful, but the feet are of clay and iron, it will become nothing. What are the kingdoms of this world but nothing?
Heige. Namhlanje sizwa indaba isimanga ukuthi ukaliwe esikalweni sikaNkulunkulu kodwa ulula.
And we hear this astonishing meaning. You have been weighed in the scales, but you have been found to be light.
Kukhona amakholwa, kukhona abazalwane, kukhona abantwana bakaNkulunkulu, bathi konke kuhamba kahle, usaphila, yebo ngiyaphila.
There are Christians who, if you ask them how you are, they'll always say, I'm fine, and they always seem to be happy about their condition.
Everything is all right.
Konke kuhamba
kahle.
They feel that they're good and that they are alive. That they're well.
Njengalawo mabandla ozowathola esambulweni, uJesu esehlele ezulwini wababhalela izincwadi ezu-7.
Like the churches in Revelations where Jesus in heaven writes a letter to each of the 7 churches.
Wathi wena uthi awusweni lutho uthi kusahamba kahle kodwa wazi ukuthi uhambaze awazi ukuthi umpofu awazi ukuthi ungumuntu ofanele ukuthi adabukelwe kanjani uhluphekile kunabo bonke kodwa bona bazibona bekahle. Mhlawumbe khona nalabantwana bakaNkulunkulu kukhona nabazalwane bathi I'm all right kukahle konke kuhamba kahle kodwa wazi ukuthi ungumuntu okulahlwa.
Where they said we are fine, everything is going well, we are a successful church, Jesus said no, you are blind, naked, to be pitied. Maybe there are some in our midst as well who are in that condition where they think everything's going fine, but they are condemned.
But aguko okuswelekile siyaphila kodwa bazi ukuthi bangabantu bokulahlwa.
They said we have need of nothing, but they didn't know that they were condemned.
Uthufake esilinganisweni esikaleni sikaNkulunkulu.
Where you are weighed in the very scales of God.
God's
scales are here in this Bible. Maybe you have your Bible with you. God's word is the measurement. God's word is the scale.
Okhluphayo namhlanje emhlabeni baningi abantwana bakaNkulunkulu bebona ngathi kusahamba kahle. Kanti abaqhubekeli phambili bami ndawonye bahlehla noyovana isigcino babhukuda ezonweni.
Many Christians are in their comfort zone, they're not going forward, but they're going backwards, and then they fall headlong into sin. Even if you start well, if you end badly, woe to you. I was visited these days by some old ladies and old men from Durban. And we sat here. And I closed with the word of the Lord. And I read this one. I said to them, on Sunday, I want to preach about this matter. Now, scales are considered important, and some people will weigh themselves once or even twice a day to see whether they are not becoming too fat. And being overweight is bad for you. It affects your BP. Also being underweight, being waif-like. Some regularly weigh themselves, especially ladies. However, as slightly helpful as it is to use your scales, there's nothing compared. There's nothing that can be compared to the scales of God, which is found in the scriptures. If you do that daily, you'll find it'll keep you from sin, it'll protect you from hell. If others are so keen to weigh themselves two times a day on their scales, well, you do it three times with the scriptures. I've spoken about the fathers. You children, are you honoring your father and mother, as the Bible says, that your days may be long, that it may be good to you. Put yourself on the scales. Do you honor your father and mother? Put yourself on that scale. The Bible says that the child that does not honor father and mother is under a curse. Even if you're sitting here, you fall under God's curse. All your efforts are in vain. Even joining different churches and being there I feel sorry for them because they've received a rotten potato in their midst. And they too will not be
blessed.
Or revive, because here is this curse in their midst. Even if your father is a drunkard, show honor to him. Of course, it doesn't mean that you must be part of his sin, but do good to him. I remember once when I was young and I'd newly given my life to the Lord, and my father lost his temper with me, and I thought, how unfair. I haven't done anything wrong. It was as if though he didn't want to see me. I went out the room and I asked the Lord.
Nasika, naspatagase, naekaya, natibaba, naku engipatelegona.
And I remember how I walked out to our orchards. It was full of fruit trees at the time, oranges, plums, peaches. And then I spotted one beautiful looking fruit. I picked it carefully. And I brought that fruit to my father, and he said, and he was so blessed by it, and for the rest of the day we could be cheerful together. I conquered evil with good.
When I'm called scars,
you
what?
Your wife, can you be a blessing to your husband? Are you one who's able to be a help to him, or are you one who just preaches at him? No, you're not going to help your husband through preaching. Now that's one scale you can measure yourself in. Do you pay evil or repay evil with evil, or do you conquer evil with good? Measure yourself now in that scale. As an employer, how do you treat your employees? Are you underpaying them? You're not giving a fair wage? Remember that the unpaid wage cries out to God in heaven. Take yourself in the scales every day. And ask yourself in the scale, am I the right weight according to heaven, according to the word?
When I'm gonna school, now good teacher, I'm so nippana. Umphatha kahle na? Uyalalela na? Noma unenonsense? Uyabhuqa? Ngikhuluma ngamehlo. Ungoyithoka usiye wathezulwini.
You school child, do you know what it is to respect your teacher, or is it that you mock, perhaps in a roundabout way, where even with your eyes, you are showing
disrespect?
Many are the scales in the Bible, and I'm only touching upon a few here and there.
Emhlabeni wonke uDavid waziwa ngesono sakhe.
In the whole world, David is infamous for his sin with Bathsheba. If people just mention David, they immediately start thinking of his immorality. Or if immorality is mentioned, they say, well, David was like that as well, promiscuous. Well, take the Bible, read about David.
UDavid wathi lapho ngonile ngazibona ngisona esikhulu.
When he realized his sin, he saw how great a sinner he was.
Wala wayilahla wathi uNkulunkulu ngonile.
How deep was his remorse when he cried out, oh God, I've sinned against you.
Wangadla wayivalela endlini yathi uNkulunkulu wami ngithethelele.
He locked himself in the room. He just pleaded with God for forgiveness. He had no peace. No rest.
Uthama awufundi isabelelo 51, ufundi isabelelo zakhe zokuyisola ngokuyilahla ngobuhlungu abuzwayo.
Read Psalm 51 for yourself and see the deepest pain and remorse that he experienced because of his sin and his repentance. One day he said, well, he felt like he was dying. I can't live anymore. He went out the room. Spoke to the prophet of God.
And
confessed his sin. Servant of the Lord, I have sinned before God and you. Nathan said, the Lord has forgiven you. How could Nathan say that?
UJesu wanika abafundi bakhe amandla ukuba nokuthethelela izono.
You know that Jesus gave his disciples the authority for forgiveness of sins?
Enibathethelayo bathethelelwe. Enibathetheleli abathethelelwa.
He said, those who you forgive are forgiven. Those who you do not forgive are not forgiven. No wonder Nathan could say, the Lord has forgiven you.
He saw his remorse.
His deep repentance.
Nathan wabona ukuthi ke cha uNkulunkulu uyamxolela. Akufezi ukusho ukuthi uNkulunkulu ukuthethelele. UNkulunkulu uma uNkulunkulu engamthethelelanga, kufanele ukuthi ukhulunywe, ukhulume lokho okushiwo uNkulunkulu.
It doesn't help, wouldn't have helped for Nathan to say the Lord has forgiven you if the Lord hadn't forgiven David. You need to speak what God has said.
Nginombuzo ukuthi kukhona oyedwa okholwayo phakathi kwethu ongakayilahli njengoDavida. Nikhuluma ngesono sakhe, kodwa ngikhulume ngokuphenduka kwakhe. Angikhulumi ngokuyisola kwakhe. Anikhulumi ngalokho akwenzile. Wena wake wakuswa lokho ngezono zakho noma ungonanga umfazi womuntu. Kodwa uyisole phambi kwakhe uNkulunkulu.
Is there anybody in our midst who is like that? In that you boast about David's sin, but you have not identified with his repentance. You've never felt his remorse even if you didn't sleep with somebody else's wife, but you've never felt the anguish of sin.
Uma ufunda intshumayelo kaJesu, Matthew 4:5-7, uzozwa ethi, kwashiwa kwabantulo ukuthi ungaphingi. Kodwa mina ngithi, uma ubuko wesifazane umkhanuke nje usuphingile. Usuphingile njengoDavid. David.
If you read what the Lord Jesus said in Matthew 5:6-7, what he said about adultery, even if you look at a woman lustfully, you have already committed adultery, like David. You might say he
killed.
You might say, others are guilty of murder. I've never done that. Well, Jesus says, if you are angry with your brother, calling him bad names, you are already guilty of murder.
Uma wazi ukuthi umfowenu unamagqubu nawe uze ulethe iminikelo yakho yemali noma yokubonga noma yomculo uJesu uthi phindele emuva hamba ubuyisane naye kuqala handi ukuba uze kimi uNkulunkulu kakumukeli uma kukhona negqubu ngawe uma umfowenu enegqubu.
Jesus also said, if you come to the altar bringing a gift at the altar and you remember that your brother has got something against you, has a grudge against you, leave that gift, that sacrifice. It's not acceptable to me, the Lord said. Go and be reconciled with your brother first.
Otherwise, God has got no interest in you and your gifts. And if you don't repent and go and make peace, you can go to hell. He won't accept you.
Uma ungaphenduki, udaluktula phakathi kwakho nomfowenu, uNkulunkulu ngeke akumukele.
Thatha iBhayibhele noma ufunde ihlabelelo, funda verse lokuqala, ume umeditator. Amangisa to meditate. Uzinhle ngalokho. Uzinhle ngalokho. Uthi isikhalo sikaNkulunkulu leso ngisifaka sona ngifuna ukubona ukuthi ngishaya yini lamapoundi na. Ngikukho inlokhu uNkulunkulu akushoyo uma kungenjalo ngiphenduke.
Take that song. Read it verse by verse. After one verse, ponder upon it. Meditate upon it, as we say, so that you are measured in God's scales according to His word. Then repent.
Romans 7.
Troubled by sin, trying to leave it, couldn't.
Wakhala wathi, ngingumuntu ohluphekileyo. Ubani oyongikhulula kulo mzimba wakufa na?
Till he cried out, woe unto me, I am undone. Who will release me from this body of sin?
The old English says, I'm a wretched man. Have you ever prayed that prayer? If not, have you ever been there? If not, I doubt your Christianity. You're a modern Pharisee and hypocrite.
Wage wa pefumula ogunjalo na ngiyangabazi ukuthi uyikholwa ngempela uma ungenjalo ungumzenzisi.
Atha ubani uzomkhulula kulomzimba wokufa ngithi ngilibeka phansi ulaka lubuye futhi inkani nayi amawala.
In his anguish, he cried out, oh, how can I be free from this body of sin? My anger, my temper, my speaking in a flippant way. Who will release me? I repent and then it comes back again, he said.
Letabukisa ngoba ukuthi eBhayibhelini asikuzwa asikuzwisisi ngoba namhla asayazi leyo.
The problem is many of the aspects of the Bible we don't understand the context thereof.
Ngoba uma kuthiwa wo mina muntu wosizi ubani oyongikhulula kulo mzimba wokufa na asizwa kahle kodwa ngesikhathi kubhalwe iTestament elisha bebekuzwisisa kahle.
Because if it says, who will release me from this body of death? In this age now, we don't really understand, but when it was written, when the New Testament was penned, it was a symbol that was well understood. We don't know what a body of death is today. But in those days, if a person had murdered, was arrested, the body would be taken,
and
the corpse and the murderer would be stripped naked. Then the corpse would be tied.
Isifuba, ikhala ngekhala, umlomo ngomlomo. Lo mzimba wokufa uboshelwe kuye.
Would be bound to the murderer, feet to feet, hands to hands, mouth to mouth. He was bound to that death.
Uma ehamba, uhamba kanje.
Would walk with
uma ethuthatha nasi sinyisandla siboshelwe kuye.
If you try and move, the dead hand would move with him.
Hey, ngahlangana nesidumbu. Umuntu esengcwatshiwe insukwane. Kwambiwa, kwavulwa. Inyama isiphalishi. Iphunga laphumayo. Sasuka sonke ngoba umoya uqhamukayo ngapha uyale. Satsuka saya ngale. Ngoba kuthwa lelo phunga kube ngathi lamathela engutsheni linamathela kuwe.
The terrible smell of death was ever present. I remember what it was like once when a grave had to be opened and that person had been a while in the grave, how terrible, pungent the odor was.
His flesh was like porridge, having been 3, 4, 5 days in the grave. Manje leso sidumbu masibolela kuwe uzozobulawa udliwe sona leso sidumbu kuzoqasha impethu ziphume kuye zingene kuwe ekhaleni.
That murderer,
ukuna ukwazi manje leso sidumbu siqinile awukwazi ukugoba siyaqina phela. Awukwazi ukukhipha impethu eqashayo ekhaleni lakho noma emlonyeni wakho ingene nasendlebeni yakho usuzodliwa impethu zakhe.
That murderer was bound to that corpse, the person he had killed, the maggots that would come out of that person, he was bound to it. It would go into him and he could do nothing about it.
Besahamba thi wo mina muntu osizi ubani uzomkhulula kulo mzimba wokufa na.
And he would walk around crying, who will release me from this body of death?
Noma esendlini, noma esitaladini, noma ephambi kwendlu, egcekeni.
In his home, in the yard, in the street.
Ngoba abomthetho ngalezo ntsuku ukuthi uma ubulala umuntu nawe kufanele ukuthi ubulawe.
Because under the
ubulawe yilo muntu ombulele.
The law at the time, it was said, if you kill somebody, then you must die too.
And in Africa, uma uhulumeni angashaya lo mthetho, uma umbulela akaboshelwe kuwe, mhlawumbe umuntu angahlonipheka. Mhlawumbe
just imagine what would happen in South Africa if murderers would be bound to the corpses. What would happen? They would probably, it would cause people to think first before they killed.
Roma 7 uthi ngikholwa kodwa ngiboshwe ngezono. Zithandela kimi. Ubani ozongikhulula kulomzimba wokufa ngoba isono umzimba wokufa.
In Romans 7 it says that I am bound by this body of death. I believe, but the sin is ever present with me, bound to sin.
Thati Bible isibuko leso isikali leso kwele kusona ubone ukuthi ushayani uyashaya inloko ongshiko khona.
Take the Bible, it is your mirror. Take it, for it is your scale, and see whether you identify with that.
Kuthwa umkhulu abe umncane. Owokuqala abe ogcina.
The Bible says, let the greatest be the smallest, the first be the last.
Kunjalo kuwe na.
Is that true of you?
Abanye bathuleka ukuvuma izono ngenxa yokuyiqhenya, ngenxa yokuyiphakamisa. Abakwazi ukuyilahla, abakwazi ukuyithoba.
Some people cannot repent because of their pride. They can't humble themselves.
Uzobona abantu beyidefenda.
They'll rather defend themselves.
And excuse themselves.
Bazisol.
Justify themselves.
Bazitetele.
They can't bow and say, God forgive me. I've sinned. I wasn't a blessing to my brother.
Eskunlen sokuthi bazithoba bathi uNkulunkulu ngonile. Angizange ngibe isibusiso kumfowethu.
Thatha umuntu ngolaka ngamawala. Kuthiwa kwaIsrayeli bekungekho umuntu omnene njengoMose.
You treat others with anger. Now it says in the Bible there was no one as meek as Moses was.
UNkulunkulu uthi babusisiwe abamnene bazolidla ifa lomhlaba. Hayi wezulu kuphela, lomhlaba ngoba bemnene.
The Bible says, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Not just heaven, but even here in this world, because of their meekness.
Uyibuze ukuthi ngimnene njengenkosi yami, ngithobile njengenkosi yami. Uyifune angibona ukuthi uzoya kude ngeke lisoni ilanga ungatholanga inqwaba yezono bese uphuthuma uzivume uhlanzwe ngekhasi likaJesu ukhululwe kulowo mzimba wokufa.
Search yourself in the light of his word. You'll find before the sun sets you will have so many sins that you need to confess.
Maye kuwe. Uma ufela ezonweni zakho, uzongena ezulwini nesidumbu sakho ezinukayo nempethu zakho. Awuyaganga wena, uyaganga usilima, uyisiwula, akekho isiphukuphuku njengawe emhlabeni.
Do you think you're going to enter into heaven with your body of death still bound to you and the smell, the odor of death all about you? No, you're fooling yourself.
UJesu uma efika kuthiwa uzokwehla abe ijaji lemicabango yethu azohlulela imicabango yethu.
Jesus says he will come and be the judge of even our thoughts.
Ndingajabula uma nonke ningaba ngamangisi manje.
I'd be glad if you'd all be like the English are.
You are not what you think you are. You are what you think. That's your true picture. Okay. If that doesn't humble you, you must be a child of the devil.
Okabangayo uyiloku. Uma unganqotshwa yiloku, uma ungaziboni ngaloku, kusho ukuthi ungumntwana kaSatan.
Fundi Bible uzivivinye.
Test yourself.
Ukaliwe esikalweni, ufunyelwe ulula. Mtsheleni nenhleli la nonke noma nikholwa noma ningakholwa noma ninikele noma ningakayinikeli noma ningabantu bamanye amabandla. Uma uyiqala esikalweni sikaNkulunkulu ushaya Lokhu uNkulunkulu akufunayo njengokusho kwezwi lakhe na?
Test yourself in the scales of God. And don't exclude yourself and say, I'm from another church. Whoever you are, whatever church you're from, are you found wanting in the scales
of God?
Then you won't go astray, whether you're in the city, whether you live in Sodom and Gomorrah itself, you will be found being
weighed properly.
I remember when I was 13, 14, 15 years of age, I didn't know what I know today. I had little understanding. But if I felt that I wasn't burning for the Lord as I should be, you know what I did? I would go to... I would go to a graveyard at the Lutheran church, and on each of those graves was a tombstone, date of birth, date of death.
I was just
13.
Also 15.
I found some who had died before my age, children who had died. I tell myself, Erlo, if you go into the grave, meet with God, how will it be? And you stand before the judge of judges. I would preach to myself and say to myself, Erlo, you don't know when you're going to die. I would go those 2 or 3 kilometers. I would look at those graves. I would kneel, cry to the Lord, saying, Lord, help me. I am a sinner before you. In Moses' prayer, he said, Lord, teach me to number my days that I may gain a heart of wisdom.
Count your days. In German it says, remind yourself that you are dying. Remember the day of death so that you'll become wise.
I grew up like that, crying to the
Lord.
I remember boys of our age group coming from school boasting about their girlfriends having slept with girls. I said, look, I don't want anything to do with that. I want heaven.
Nazi intombi endleleni kumiswa imoto. Intombi zisondele njengempukane. Entweni ebolile. Bona bafana bekhipha amakhanda, amakhanda beqabulana, bebabana ngezandla. Ngithi mamo, ngiyaqina ngi ukuthi ngihambe nalaba baka Satan.
In a car.
Ahamba, ngisale ekhaya, ngifundele iBhayibheli. Ngihambe, ngibatshele uNkulunkulu, abantu ngoNkulunkulu. Hayi, abayintanga yethu, abakaze babe yinkinga kimi. Bengenandaba nabo, ngoba bengazi ukuthi ngizokufa ngedwa. Futhi angifuni ukuya lapho beya khona. Bexoxelana ukuthi, hey, bevela emakhaya ngamaholidi. Ukuthi sahlangana ukuthi nokuthi sahlangana nentombi engaka uma sihlangana naye kwapanje benxoxela ngathi mngani wami ngiyakuthanda mngani wami kodwa goodbye phelile ubuhlobo bethu mhlobo wami uJesu ayi Sathane ubonwele aya manyala namasimba.
Even to a good friend, I said, that's the end of our friendship, though I like you, but I cannot go this way. I cannot go this way of filth. That helped
me.
Some of them are dead, some are still wallowing in sin, some are seriously ill, but I'm thankful that God has kept me and that I've been able to preach the gospel till today. Now as I draw towards the close, I've spoken. I'm just scratching the surface, point by point.
Uzofunda ukuthi ibandla laseJerusalem bebenhliziyonye bemunye bemoya munye bethandana ngothando oluvuthayo olushisayo.
You'll find that first church in Jerusalem were of one heart. They burned for the Lord and with a burning love for each other too.
Mabandla nebandla lala ekhaya Simunye, zinhliziyonye. Zimphefumulo omunye na. Oyibuze, usemadolweni. Ngaxoxela ingane izolo, thina safundiswa sivuka ekuseni besiguqa. Silale siguqe, kodwa uma usugugile, ungasakwazi ukuguqa, noma ulele embhedeni, uthi uNkulunkulu mhawukele. Thathi iBhayibheli ngifunde ngivivinye ngifake esikaleni ukuthi ngikulokho yini uNkulunkulu akufunayo kumuntu okholwayo na.
I told my grandchildren these days, you know, when we were young, we were taught to kneel and pray in the mornings and then the evenings, as soon as we wake up or go to bed. If of course you're not well enough, the Lord sees your heart if it is bowed before him.
Bebehlangana njalo usuku nosuku benenhlanganyelo omunye nomunye bajabulelana uma umuntu ebona omunye ajabula athokozela ukuthi hawu sibani bani kunjani usaphila emoyeni hawu uNkulunkulu umsizile ukukho lokho noma kukhona amazwi amabi owakhiphayo noma owagodlayo laphakathi.
The first church had the joy of absolute unity and fellowship, being of one heart and one mind. Or are you speaking of others in a bad way? Those first Christians were joyful in
that. Sihlukaniswe yilokho. Oh, kanti wena usekulokho. Mntwana kadeveli. KuKristu ngekho umJuda, ngekho umKristu. Akekho oyisifazana akekho wesilisa simunye kuye.
Or have you drifted into your groupings, into cliques? But in Jesus, there is no male or female, no Jew or Greek. We are completely one together.
Bible lithi uma umfowenu ona yana kuye umsize.
Bible says if your brother has sinned, go to him and help him.
Uma ungakwenzi lokho,
if you haven't done
uya komunye uxoxa naye uyahleba.
But instead you go
umuntu kodwa nawe uzobhubha naye.
And you gossip about him to somebody else, well, that person might be destroyed but you too with him.
Kusho ukuthi uma umuntu ona hamba umsizo ukhuluma mzalwane ngibona ukuthi nokuthi noma ngizwa ukuthi nokuthi kunjalo yini.
If a Christian has sinned, go and speak to that person and ask, is this true?
Uma kufika umuntu ehleba omunye kuwe uthi uyajabula mfowethu ukuthi umtshele ngicela ukuthi uhambe nami siye kulowo muntu bese umtshele lento ngitshela la ekusithekeni umtshele kona phambi kwakhe yonqumeka imlomo yabahlebi.
If somebody comes and gossips to you with you about somebody else, he tells you, uses somebody else's name, then cut him off and say, well, I'm glad that you tell me. Let's go together. You can say what you've told me in front of that person. It will shut his mouth.
Uma koningane zomunye, hey, uzwile ingane kaSibanibani simithi imithele entabeni njengeyinkomo. Ingane kaSibanibani yasuka yaganga. Kodwa ingane yakho uma yona thula. Hey, wena mfarisi mzenzisi. Kale khaya lakho khulume ngezono zengane zakho uzimemeze zona njengephephandaba uziyeke zabanye. UJesu uthi ungakayi kumfoweni uthi ake ngikhiphe ucezu ehlweni lakho khiphe udondolo kwehlo lakho okwakho kubi ngama-thousand ngama-millioni.
Or you gossip about other people's children, but regarding the sins of your own children, you keep quiet. Well, if you want to be a newspaper announcing sins of others, then start with yourself, with your children. The Lord Jesus said, if you try and help a brother, remember it's like taking a speck out of his eye, a little splinter, whereas you have a log in your own.
You
understand what I said?
Dear friend, have you heard what Chell has interpreted for you? If not, you must be possessed. There must be demons in your ears and your eyes and in your mind. I suggest that after the service, you come to a counselor and get right with God and repent today. Kubi, umanshunya yezwa ningezwa ukuthi kuthwani.
Terrible if you hear preaching but you don't grasp it and you don't let it sink in.
Well, if you want to go to hell, then go. I'll be happy not to see you again. But your blood won't be asked of my hand. I've told you the truth.
Kodwa igazi lakho ngeke licelwe ezandleni zami ngoba sengitshelile iqiniso.
But if you want the truth to bring forth fruit of repentance, uyisole, uyilahle ngesono sakho ukuthi uNkulunkulu umthethelele. Bengithi abanye bayizoni, kanti imina engiyisona esikhulu kunabo bonke.
Humble yourself about your sin. Call upon the Lord to forgive you, that you say, Lord, I thought others were the sinners, but I am the greatest of sinners. You have been weighed and found wanting. You can stand. We're going to close in prayer. Lord, your seed of the word has been sown. Grant that hearts would soften, bow to you, be receptive to you, that your word would come in and bear much fruit and not be eaten by the birds and the rats. But today, there would be those who can say, Lord, you have set me free from this body of death. Grant, Lord, that your word wouldn't be in vain to us. That your love wouldn't be in vain to us. And that we wouldn't trample underfoot the speaking of your Holy Spirit, but that we'd rather obey and do. Amen.